virei calçada maltratada, e na virada quase nada me restou a curtição. Já rodei o mundo quase mudo, no entanto no segundo este livro veio à mão. Já senti saudade, já fiz muita coisa errada, já pedi ajuda, já dormi na rua. Maltratada, e na virada quase nada me restou a curtição. Já rodei o mundo quase mundo, no entanto num segundo este livro veio à mão. Já senti saudade, já fiz muita coisa errada, já dormi na rua, já pedi ajuda.
Encanto.
Já senti saudade, já fiz muita coisa errada, já pedi ajuda, já dormi na rua.
Tempo. Leia o livro Universo em desencanto.
Well, 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 that was the sounds of Group A at the World Cup. Probably very little crossover between those musicians and the actual football players, but yeah, this is a strange contradiction in, you know, a very nationalistic time for people who are into soccer, and also a lot of cultural mixing and players playing against each other and competing, and also, you know, having a good time together and sharing in the love of all humanity. So, you know, you can make of it as you will, but a great gathering of planetary peoples and a beautiful game, as they say. So that last track, you could probably guess which of the four countries in Group A that came from. Brazil, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. So very easily, Portuguese, quite a distinctive language. That was Tim Maia, funk sensation from the 70s. Still not well known here in the northern hemisphere, but in Brazil he was huge, and that was a track called Bom Senso from an album, a greatest hits of sorts, of his music from the 70s, out on Luaka Bop Records a couple years back. The existential soul of Tim Maia. Nobody can live forever, and he's got a big afro on that album cover, 70s afro. Before that, we heard a very frenetic psychedelic rock group out of Croatia. Croatia, by the way, are playing against Mexico in 10 minutes. And the band called Seven That Spells, a record from 2013. And that was the intro track, simply called Two. And also featuring the kazoo on in that song. And before that, we heard Crotal. That's a hip hop artist out of Cameroon, and they are playing against Brazil, also in 10 minutes. Crotal with the track Jamais. So a French speaking nation there, Cameroon, and in the west coast of Africa. And before that, a track from a Mexican with I think she's got, the singer Teresa Suarez has an American background as well, so she sings very, very well in English. All You See in Me is Death. That was a song by the group Le Boucherettes. The Boucherettes, I guess, easy translation. There you go. So some sounds from a very eclectic group in the World Cup. And next, well, in honor of Aboriginal Day, which was this past Saturday, National Aboriginal Day all across Canada, I'm going to play a track to honor all the great, innovative things that the First Nations people are doing. This is a track that that mixes tradition and innovation. This is a Cree Métis artist, Hebes the Earth Child. The track is Idle No More.
It's a cold song with the heart of my elders. Listen, old song. We have to go strong when they hold bonds. Those politicians with their souls gone. We row on the river that we flow on and keep showing the world what we know is wrong. My eagle eyes are sharper than the scissors held by the barber. Cutting the braids of rivers, that's a cut to and from Stephen Harper. Your treason is harder than the stone in your heart, sir. I see more pride as we fight. Bill C-45 will make you mortified that you ever tried to attack a people who stand 45. This land is for the lives who stand for truth and not for lies. I know what I'm fighting for and what I'm fighting for. You know what I'm fighting for this, I don't know more. Oh,
Vengo en busca de respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros, con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera. Vengo para mirar de nuevo, para ver lo cierto y despertar el ojo ciego. Sin miedo, tú y yo descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron, con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada. Vengo sin temor a no perder nada. Vengo como el niño que busca de su morada la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada. Vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros. Vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo, mano, vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria. Cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia, y abrimos así nuestros brazos tan encadilados y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo, donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos. Venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros. Vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo, vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo.
Hello, hello. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. And you just heard the classic Canadian reggae rock band, Big Sugar. Man, that reminds me of being a teenager in the 90s. They were all over modern rock radio back then. Although I wouldn't call them a reggae band back then. That's what they seem to be calling themselves now. But back then, I think they had much more of a blues sound, if I can remember 20 years back. And yeah, this is their new record. They've reformed in 2010, so they were active from all through the 90s, and then just recently got back together a few years ago. And this is their new record called Yard Style. It is a stripped down version of their sound. It sounds like they're having fun and just making some acoustic jams and keeping the soul alive. There you go. And before that, Ana Tijoux, the French-Chilean hip-hop artist. She's got a great voice, a great flow. Her new single, Vengo, from her new LP of the same name. She was famous as part of a Latin American hip-hop group in the 90s called Mazika, late 90s. So there you go, Ana Tijoux. And start off that set with Hebes, the Earth Child, Canadian First Nations artist, with the track Idle No More. Very, very cool track. Very uplifting and sonically diverse. There's First Nations drums in there, and then out of nowhere a banjo jumps into the track, and that was really cool. So there you go. It is time for a trip to Swaziland. We're going to Southern Africa, but first, a word from someone else other than me.
Welcome to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in. Fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content. And join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
All right, my friends. It is time for our weekly trip to a nation on this very planet, Earth. This week, we're going to Swaziland. That's right, the land of Swaz. It is one of the smallest countries in Africa, so if you don't know it, that's quite all right. You will get to know it over the next half an hour or so. A nation of roughly 1 million humans, probably some animals as well. It is a kingdom. There is still a king, although it does have a parliament. Every 5 years, there's a parliament that is voted in, but the king remains the head of state, the man under control. His name is Mswati III, and it is, yes, a country that, as well as other countries in Southern Africa, was under British control for the early 20th century. They achieved independence in 1968. It is a fairly modern nation. Even before that, only in the 18th century or 19th century did it kind of become a distinct monarchy and separate from South Africa. So it is to the east of South Africa, surrounded by South Africa on most sides, but to the east, it shares a border with Mozambique as well. So a country very, very small, only 100 or so kilometers from north to south. 200 kilometers north to south and 130 kilometers east to west. But nonetheless, a very diverse climate there. There's a mountainous region very high up, so quite cool, and then hot and dry savanna down low. So lots of diversity there. If you want cool, if you want hot, go to Swaziland. So there's an ethnic population of Swazis. Their language is Siswati, and you'll hear some of that language here on this program. Some all sorts of stuff. Some old folk music, some gospel, disco, some hip hop, some reggae. So I try to cover all the bases, give you a mixture of traditional stuff that is indigenous to this country, and also stuff that has been influenced by outside countries. So lots of South African influence on Swaziland, of course. The big South Africa is the big guy down there. And yeah, I like to highlight the mixing of styles, the so-called globalization. But you know, it's not always I'm not going to get into it. Not always a bad thing. There's great cultural exchange going on. I'm going to start off with a traditional track from Swaziland. This is recorded sometime between 55 and 1958. This is simply credited to Swati Men. So they didn't have a band name, but this is a very cool vocal track where it sounds like the voices are whooshing around the microphone, coming and going like what? Something like that. They do it better than me. It's a track called Mien Miekelen Alom Kala Kubeka. We are diving into the music of Swaziland. I hope you enjoy the ride as much as I do. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. Yeah.